Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump had a rally in Fairfield, Connecticut on Saturday. WSHU's Davis Donovan was there, and he talked to some people about Trump's chances of winning Connecticut.
Connecticut hasn't voted for a Republican candidate since 1988. Democrat Stephen Sheinberg was protesting outside the rally. He says it's kind of strange that Trump would be campaigning in Connecticut this past weekend.
We are a very true blue state, and he's made a mistake, like he's made many mistakes, and I just love it. The more mistakes he makes, the better our candidate will do.
Trump tried to reach out to Connecticut voters who might be dissatisfied with the state's Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy. But Margaret Rick, a registered Republican, says she's confused why he's in heavily blue Fairfield County. She hasn't picked up much Trump support among her fellow Republicans.
There are an awful lot of people in Fairfield who cannot figure out what on earth he's doing here, except for the fact that there is a lot of money in Fairfield County.
But the rally attracted strong Trump supporters, including Barb Ruott and her husband. They summer in Connecticut. They say their retirement community in Florida is mostly Republican.
Well, Connecticut's a very Democratic state, but we will accept the Democratic friends anyway.
Ruott says she expects Trump to win because she doesn't trust the polls. However, a Quinnipiac University poll conducted before the party conventions in July found Hillary Clinton held a 7-point lead over Trump in Connecticut. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.